Blog Talk Radio.
Composed by Harold Allen with lyrics by Yip Harburg and was written for the 1939 film The Wizard of Oz. And, oops, sorry, the board is jumping on me there. And she was Dorothy Gale in the movie, of course, and the song became her signature song. About 5 minutes into the film, Dorothy sings the song after failing to get Auntie M and Uncle Henry and the farmhands to listen to her story of an unpleasant incident involving her dog Toto and the town spinster, Miss Gulch. Do you suppose there's such a place, it says some place where there isn't any trouble. Do you suppose there's such a place, Toto? There must be. It's not a place you can get to by a boat or a train. It's far, far away. Behind the moon, behind the rain, at which point she begins singing over the rainbow. And tonight we are featuring the poetry by the poet Titus Llewellyn. We are also, along with showcasing his work, celebrating the fact that the year 2021 is his 70th year on Earth. So it's like, I think when we make it to 70, we should celebrate our birthday all year long. So this is a birthday celebration as well as a showcase show. This is Deborah Lee from A Team of Voices Radio, and we hang out at allpoetry.com. I am here with Pretty Bird, who's going to co-host with me for this special event. Hello, dear heart.
Hello, hello. How are you?
I am well, and I'm so glad you're here, and I'm looking forward to I mean, the board is amazing. It's filled with poems. We've got like 11 recordings. It's pretty awesome. And we are joined by Jay Hatter, my big brother. Hey, Hatter.
Hi, and your little dog, too.
Right? And let me let the callers in before we keep on trucking here. We have Dave Prophet on the phone. Welcome
yes, ma'am.
To the show,
That's
Dave.
Me.
Glad you're
Thank
here.
You. Thank you very much. I'm glad
and
to be
right
here.
Behind you, and right behind you is Wayne Gent. Welcome to the show, Wayne. Glad you're
Hello,
here.
Hello, guys. How y'all doing tonight?
Hey, Wayne.
Doing well. How about you?
Hey, what's up, Dave? I'm busy as all get out, but I'm here. Glad to be here.
Yes, sir. Now, I know that you wrote a poem for the prompts. All the prompts tonight were taken from poems that Titus Llewellyn wrote. We featured the four poems, and then we took some amazing lines from those poems, and the poets were challenged to use one of those lines as inspiration or one of his poems and write to compliment those. So we have a whole bunch of those, and we have a bunch of poems that are written by Titus and recorded by him as well, so we'll get to hear his voice. Tonight, really packed, so we usually do the tribute shows quite differently than normal. We don't just hang out and chat about the songs, the poems, because if we do, we'll never fit in all the poems that were dropped off for Titus. So what we do normally when the caller who is being – or when the poet that's being featured is on the line, we just have him make a comment. But what we figured was we would take turns reading the comments that Titus already wrote on that particular poem that is read, and that will be the comment for tonight, and the rest of us will write our comments so that we can fit all the poems on the show. Now, Wayne, I know that you're in a hurry, but I have a question for you. Did you know that aside from the poem that you wrote, that Titus brought a poem that you wrote as well?
Yeah, I wrote one time that he liked quite a bit, and I liked it myself. So, yeah, I figured it might show up tonight.
Well, obviously it impressed upon him big time because he brought it, and I have put the SoundCloud in the studio for that one. I think that's what we'll do. Since you're in a hurry, you gave us a place to start. I'm going to start first with the one that Titus brought.
I'm going to stay here about 45 minutes. I'm going to stay for a while.
Oh, okay, cool. All right. That's perfect then. Because I think there was one he wanted me to do back-to-back. So let's grab this one. And I do think that I thought I saw the year-long birthday boy out in the audience. Yes, there he is. Hello,
yes.
Titus.
Congratulations, hey, Titus. Happy birthday.
Tony. Happy birthday from everyone. Glad you're here. Okay, now, as I say, we have a ton of poems. So let's get this going. I'm going to put the poem on the board that is from Wayne to Titus, and then I'm going to push the recording. So if everyone sits tight and listen, I will go to this long list of recordings, and I will find the one that, well, I'm so blown away by all the recordings. Okay, now we got Wayne. Here we go.
Rise for Titus. For I am present to praise Titus, both in glory of drink and the word. None better ever came before us. May his writings be forever heard. Survive service of three less than score, the road being laid out per his choice. May the gods allow to scribe much more, not deserving the muse of his voice. He rules as the eldest of his clan, the challenge of a conqueror of feats. His name to be honored by each man and laid alongside the praise of Keats. Hailed as doctor of economists, philosopher and educator, revolutionary socialist, educated life worth living for, be not worthy to cast out his praise, yearning only to be granted vision, to understand his shared gifted ways. My life fulfilled with praise of mission. I stand proudly today before thee. Let no man present himself better, as the light has shone for us to see his conquered words to the letter. And
wow.
Yeah. Please play you done with Wayne.
That was awesome. That was just fabulous. So Wayne, that's about as close to Titus as I could ever imagine you do, right down to the fabulous music choices, all elegant and lovely, and you're talking nice and slow, and all I can say is long live Titus. This was a beautiful tribute, and I can't fault anything in it. He writes beautifully, and you presented that with a grace that quite surprised me, because I'm used to you being all Wayne about it, and this was lovely.
You got to respect it at the top.
Absolutely. And Deb?
Awesome, Sherwin.
Thank you.
Yeah, there was a tone in your voice when you were reading that. That was really, really cool. I'm glad that you chose this one. I think you did it.
Yeah.
And awesome. Now I have another. Okay, I have just the SoundCloud link to one of the poems, so I think that he wanted me to play this specific one directly after that one. So I'm going to go to his page real quick and grab it. So let me just run my mouth for a moment while I do that, and keep this going, because I don't want to miss any poems, and I can't. Okay, here's the thing. I am going to have to just do that in a moment and go to another poem. Now, since, okay, hold on a minute. Let's say hello to Linda. Hello, Linda. Welcome to the show. Really glad you're here.
Hi, Jess. Good to be back.
And I'm about to grab another poem, because you know how these tributes go. We got tons to pack in here. So sit tight for a moment. I'm very glad that you're here. And I'm going to grab Wayne's poem that he wrote and put that on the board, because I have to find that other poem, and I want to keep us going. So without further ado, let me grab Wayne's piece and put it on the board. And then that way I know that whenever you have to go, Wayne, that I know that you have gotten to read your poems for him. So that was why I decided to go with that. Here it is. Okay, Wayne. And would you please tell which line from the poem that Titus wrote, or which poem that Titus wrote, that you were inspired by?
Did you say Wayne?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
I was daydreaming. The second line of the poem is "Under a sky of hill, we'll be safe for a while." Is the line that I used of his. You want me to read the poem?
Please.
Okay, I will. This is called Alien Advancement Averted. And I'm sorry, I was daydreaming just a second ago and lost all contact. So it's called Alien Advancement Averted. Harpoon denim pathway is bordered by a green garden smile. Under a sky of teal, we'll be safe for a while. An orchestra of dancing birds and singing bees, a star of lightness. Suspended ivy holograms will guard from nightness. Poisonous slate eye with dark daily trinket paws, flirting, falling, catching the breath of evergreen earth skirting. Teal erasers highlights the animation of a scarlet world with vipers from this, our fresh emission hurled. Commands reflected from stone stairs at Cadim's gazebo with giraffe warriors attacking Black Bray Skunk's hole. Rage of Clementine War marches into inchworm ivy patches. Teeth of turquoise lizard scratches leopard mane as larvae hatches. Then artichoke taps of assassin sharpshooters deny pardon. Cornucopia blooming bouquets of flamingo flowers lit garden. Moss, meat, and mocha grass tails giggled as ebony eye wept. Brooks branch brought bloom as Jules' planet crevice was kept in.
Excellent.
Totally awesome.
Sorry. No, you're good. I figured I didn't know if you were on mute or not. But Wayne, you went all whimsical, and I kind of loved that. It's a little bit abstract. It's full of vibrance, and I don't know about the attacking blackberry skunk's hole, but you know, each his own.
Smelly place.
What was that, Wayne?
It's a smelly place.
I would assume so. You can kind of tell by the skunk. But this was wonderful. It was all whimsy and fabulous. And I don't know who you are tonight, Wayne, but you must be a Gemini because you're like two different people tonight.
I don't know who I am either anymore.
This is awesome. I am impressed, my dear.
Let's talk about Titus. Titus gave me a wonderful comment.
Ooh, what did he say? Do read.
I don't know. Y'all supposed to be reading it. I think that's what I've heard.
Yes,
talk about
true.
His comment.
So go ahead, Deb.
Okay, I certainly will. I was just putting a different... Here we go. Okay, so on that poem, Titus, who, by the way, is a really great commenter, said...
Oh, great.
You know what, Wayne? Your innocence goes without saying. To have you on a show after reading this, to share your immaculate... is rich in spiritual essence. Even you felt to dress it in denim. You are sought on your words, your comments, and reflections. It tells me the kind of people I truly want to be like, and so like-minded will those who I'll be turning up. In my life, I've had a few friends, but I coached them, and few have written on my quote. Then these would have been chosen. There is dark in your poem, but really, they'll thankfully speak the truth of my trait. Without the embarrassment, this tells me, with all the imperfections, that as friends, we are perfect, man. I love it. Titus.
Wow. That gave me chills.
Is that an amazing comment? And you know, on a side note, I apologize, but I can't help myself. When I first joined this poetry site, Titus was one of the judges in the big art contest that year. And I had never got a comment so powerful and so amazing as I did the comment that I was given by Titus on that poem that year. Now, I joined in February, and this contest was in April. So just a couple of months in, that's how long I've known Titus. since that year.
Wow.
It was 2015. Yes. And like I said, I've never forgotten that comment. I actually won the gold that year, and I sort of feel like it was because he made it look more brilliant than it really was with the amazing comment he gave it. So I just thought it was a good time to say, wow, what a commenter. And sorry to steal that from your poem. It was fantastic.
Did you see what I told him? I said, I don't know how much I paid you, but it wasn't enough for that comment.
Well, sometimes it's hard. It's much easier to give a compliment than it is to receive one. So you make light of it, but how touched he is by it is priceless. Anyway, so well done. Now, he sent me the link to the poem that I only had the sound to. So it is on the board now, and I will put that on if everyone will click on it. And we will go from there because, like I said, tons of amazing poetry to get through. So let's find this list. Here we go. Okay. And I need so many.
Love at the Death, the Orpheus Eurydice Tale. Little did I know my life would be in your hands. It would be dependent on how having met. Finding love had virtually saved my life. Little did I know the default by which luck would bring me from that very dark place. She'd shed some light that day, which was not my last. So brief a meeting, I only wish it would last. Touching moments, short of touching hands. So precious fate, it chose the perfect place. Gazed into your brown eyes, our souls met. Along the plain, which once again thought luck, it would have appeared more a beautiful life. How never before could I see this past life. Our parting, the future forgot it'd be our last. A second time around, hell no, just my luck. God would reprieve me by using his hands. Her faith would find the God I never met. That heaven would I find to give a place. Amid my frustration, loss on our parts. A place we have in common, the distance also alive. It's tragic to think our needs indeed have met. A previous life, I suspect, belched out the last. Give again such precious time, grasp at hands, as Eurydice gaze back, Orpheus's hard luck. That never did I see the distance before luck would have it, for a final time. Commonplace it seems, I'm constant and dutiful. These hands are never letting go. With this last grasp at life, it hangs on a thread, I'll hang on till the last. Thence woe be gone again, she'll call it kismet. But time was needed, that had we never met, distance, faith, my lowly status, just my luck. Time, it meant patience, this my first and last obsession, it's relentless having found a place, never giving up, yet I nearly did with my life, faltering. God would carry me with his hands. Had not we met that day, would have been my last. As luck would have it, my heart still has a place, such as this precious life of ours still in our hands.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll say.
So, Pretty Bird and I are going to take turns. So, on that one, how about if we get Dave to go ahead and comment on that poem, and then I will get your poem. And what we're going to do for the rest of the show is just do a poem that somebody brought, and then we'll do one of Titus's poems. That way we have a back and forth, and each one will tell us what line they wrote to. So, Dave, what did you think of that poem?
Oh, it just took I'm speechless, you know. He has such a classical way of reading. It's just almost, you know, in the same light as Shakespeare, or, you know, not the same type, but the same reverence, I guess, is what I should say. And what I liked about this poem, it's fairly straightforward. It doesn't have a bunch of abstract metaphors and stuff in it to kind of have to, like, put a jigsaw puzzle together to see what's going on with it. It's beautiful, and it's touching, and God, you know, if I was in a little bit different mood, it could put tears in my eyes. It almost has anyway. So I thought this was beautiful, and, you know, when you read a poem like this, you should take something away from it. And what I took away from this poem when I just heard him read it was I should strive to be a little bit more classical in maybe my writing and stuff, because it's so elegant and eloquent the way it's put. And it's just, he's a master poet. He really is. And I can't say enough good about this poem.
I understand. Sometimes it's like really hard to come up with something to say because you feel so overwhelmed between his words, his voice, and then the background on top of it. It's like the total package, and it's like, my goodness.
You know, that's the poem that he brought to my very first show, and he was the first one on the board, and so I have a soft spot for that piece. And the love and pain in that piece is just delivered so beautifully. So I'm kind of glad he brought it tonight. It's awesome.
Awesome. Now, see, those kind of things, the memory brought you to that show, or the way it made David speechless, those are the kind of reasons we do this showcase show.
Mm-hmm.
So that you guys get to read your poems, and you'd be surprised at some of the stuff that people put on the board for you, and you don't realize how much we appreciate your work until you see some of the stuff and hear some of the comments. So let's continue celebrating Titus. And Dave, if you would tell us what line you wrote to, and then read your poem, please.
Okay. I wrote to the line, "A jaw shall drop to see a falling star." And the name of my poem is "The Wonderment of Falling Stars." And it reads like this: "A jaw shall drop to see a falling star. Indeed, such star tears catching earth, only followed by the dark mother's eraser on her silence, on her slice of space-time. Here one second, gone the next, orphaned parts whose lightness never a pathway to either a planet nor star, child of the Kuiper Belt, floating in a garden pathway lined with space rubble, dislodged by the dark mother's wake in a gravitational waves, these trinkets of failure knocked this way and that, holograms in 4D space-time that bear the teeth marks of reality, poisonous poems to exponential mass, a little bit of that goes a long ways, from a falling star to a planet killer, ground up planetesimals, supernova remnants waiting for an invitation to leave, to go someplace, any place, uninvited guest, Christ, Jupiter's party, with the regularity of the birds and the bees, Jupiter's solar system gravitational vacuum cleaner, collector of falling failures, steals none of the eye-catching streaks that get past her, poisonous gravity. Mother Earth welcomes her unwanted children with atmospheric arms whose lightness incinerates them, her show on any unlit stage to those who will look up long enough to see their streaking pathway into oblivion become mineral oxides from another world, raining highlights into mostly ignorant eyes. Thinks not this far ahead, just in oscillations of oohs and ahs. The dark mother's ticket sales to sky show garden that has an animal animation program every night, rain or shine, just depends on where you are and where your eye is. End poem.
You know, Dave, I have missed your sci-fi storytelling ways. It has been a while since I've been on a show with you, and I am not disappointed.
It has.
Well,
thank you.
You're very welcome. And
you
have some lines in here and some phrasing with poisonous gravity. You know what? I know some of the people who live there, and they just want to suck you all up in there. Just poisonous gravity is so visceral. And I don't know about anybody else, but it kind of takes me to the people that embody that unfortunateness. And
yes.
You know, for just a single word pairing, that's a really powerful statement. But where is the one? Where is the one? Where is the one? And I had it here. Give me a second. Give me a second. It is. Okay, you wrote it. Where is the thing about the poems?
Uh-oh.
I cannot find it for the life of me.
Oh, I can't either. Let's see.
Here it is. Poisonous poems to exponential mass. A little bit of that goes a long ways. You know what? It really does. The power of words, however beautiful they're masked, they can still do all kinds of damage. They can also heal, but they can really do damage. And all these little bits and pieces wrapped up in the universe is amazing.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I really enjoyed writing this poem, and I know how Titus writes, and it really was a challenge to me. I'm not even on the same level with this man. What am I going to do? I know.
If I compare myself, I will fail miserably.
Well, I don't know about that, but anyway, but I did find something that I could, work with, and I really like that a jaw shall drop to see a falling star, because every time I've seen one, outside, I do a lot of star photography in the summertime, and every time I see one, I always go,
Exactly, it's awe-inspiring, and
mm-hmm,
what
yeah.
an inspiration. Deb, did you want me to read Titus's comment, or did you want to read it?
Will you read it, please? And then
sure.
I sent you a message, and Linda, I sent you a inbox too.
Okay. His comment on this poem goes like this. This was wonderfully hopeful for me to read, bar the earth, which seems from out there the only welcoming place you could find, within the abyss. And on earth, there is never any here 1 minute and gone the next. I guess if you aren't in any of the busiest cities, one can feel so very much alone. And from the dark mother ticket sale alone, I take it that darkness is all I'll ever see. I want to thank you, Dave, for making me not feel so alone during such a time. Beautiful darkness, as Poe would have said. Clever, right? He really is just lovely with those comments. I think that my comments, by comparison, are just sad.
Yeah, me too. Me too. He makes us all feel inadequate sometimes, I think. Yeah.
I'm glad it's not just me. No, I don't think he has any clue how brilliant we all think he is, but I'm pretty sure that by the end of this show, he'll have a pretty good idea, I'd say, So let's see.
Yeah.
I put the next poem on the board. As I said, we're going to go someone here, then Titus, so it's time for another recording from Titus. So if everyone will click on to the next link, I shall push play. Do you see the link, everyone?
Yeah.
Not yet.
Oh, Lord.
Refresh, it's there.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I see it.
Imminent?
Yeah. Oh,
yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I got it.
Cool. Okay, so now we'll have that on in just a moment. I keep saying that, but I still can't get over this list here. There it is.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Ode to Imminence. Delve not fear, to avert thither to yon still life, to prick the conscience of a cage which to enter, imminency had begun. You accept as clots, usurps death's crusade, a sense quiver with its static musk, and where forthwith as happenstance it's hoped, viewed gazing back to yesteryear, some tempestuous dusk, that cackle which aids further prominence, constrains the lifelong last that death be near. The fact of death, why opaque crest of mute, from one stare that length becomes a view, basting in stages where life remains mute, the rest the rarest skin, with blue, leaves him to abstain death from course. Spring has hoped for why Zenith sings again with hidden meaning, rosy as I thought, chest raised high, back it falls. It sings quite simply, yes, but who's to feign? If somber when a spasm comes, no pain. Life would nestle amongst what shall inspect light. A purple patch would leave death's notice. Still unexplored, it never lose effect. Shone, whereby this life becomes the lotus kept within its jar, a death that lemon zests, a quiet taste of what is left bestowing. As movement can but touch to hope the next, phantom rust divest. Matter will engulf us without knowing from what matter each particle detects. Oh, decay, decay. The grape against the light soon magnify what's inside can be set. It'll move me to the point to zenith might. Attempt to try invert your fears instead. Whilst aged jade accustoms itself to a luminescent search gives a hint to sap, to feel no thermal trace or utter breath, reveals what seems untrue. A chance by what we teach shows a mishap, though credulous concern since after death. I cannot freely twist behind the screen's imminency death. What fear confines, what vapors transfers often means, we're free to come and go, but read the signs. You chip away the best from what is said, a true account of time that blow by blow, a poet who compares with one who knows this living memory, for death be pure as white if need to add a time. Since life began, did shun disclose.
Wow. My goodness. Talk about being left speechless. Wow. You know, this is one of those ones that you're not the least bit surprised when you glance over at the other column and see that it's on many lists. One of those people that have this one on a list is me. I think that this poem, this recording, the oh my goodness, perfect reading, makes that the total package. Wow. My goodness. And Linda, I'm going to grab your poem. So as the next reader, you get the honor of commenting on that one.
Well, Titus is such a prolific writer. I mean, he's just awesome. And this was badass. To give his homage to a poet of such great talents. He did a really great job, and I just love the way he reads them. This was a little quiet, so I really had to listen, but I got out of it what I needed to get out of it, and it was very beautiful. Titus, you're just an amazing poet. Thanks for sharing it.
And your poem is on the board. Wow.
Can we have to
please tell us what line from Titus's poetry that you wrote inspired by?
I wrote from A Jaw Shall Drop to See a Falling Star as well. And as soon as I refresh it, here we go. And I called it Llewellyn because that's such a pretty name. It goes like this. A jaw shall drop to see a falling star. A tear shall shed to see the harvest moon. A smile grows to see the sun is rising. Ecstasy enchants the orchestra in tune. My garden grows with flowers orange and teal. Down a pathway I've walked a million times. There's nothing that my eyes have seen so real as your eyes looking into mine. And oh, the earth suspended in the sky only fills my soul with breath, because I'm so in love with you, and I'll always be until my death. As the birds awaken me in the morn, they add a lightness to my day, like a poem read with lovely cadence. They will send me on my way in poem.
Nice, Linda.
Thank you.
Deb, are you on mute?
Oh, I thought you were going to read the comment. I apologize.
Oh, I thought that you were going to comment first, and then I was going to read the comment. But I'll read Tyler's comment.
Please.
Okay. Titus wrote, "Oh, indeed, liquid damage. The name says it all, they say. But truly, had I headhunted for like-minded people like myself, then would have written for the prompts. This is the true thought you have given, inasmuch this morning your poem is the worm. To be honest, this is a fantastic poem given it was a prompt. I'm glad they have unprinted you. As far as this everlasting love image, I take it that this shall a time capsule for me to return. This was truly amazing."
Yeah.
Like I said, he's really an awesome comment. And I will, you know what it is? It's such an overwhelming amount of poems and stuff on the board that I keep trying to adjust by time. And excuse me, if I'm selfish and comment on every poem, there's no way we're going to fit everything in. So I think I'll speak before each one, and you can handle the after each one, and we'll get all these in for Titus if that works.
Okay.
And then I'll comment on everything in writing, of course, if I haven't already commented. Okay, now, the next poem on the board is called An Angel from God, and it's a poem that Titus recorded for us. So if you guys will click on that, I will push play.
Ooh, I like that banner picture.
Before I do that, let's say hello to Frank. Hi, Frank. Welcome to the show.
Hello there, my friend.
Hi, Frank.
Hello,
if you were on hold, I apologize.
Oh, no, no. That's
just
not
trying
a problem,
to fit a whole lot into 2 hours,
I was hearing that. Go ahead to proceed.
Okay, thank you.
An angel from God. Deduce engaging conversation with the stars. Like tiny trinkets they were. That I do imagine catching one. The night I saw a mere chagrin. Where falling in love is kept, those memoirs bordered upon the distance to capture the hearts. Horograms I've written. Nonetheless, earth calling, a pathway to heaven, merely worth, she whose godly endeavor is a work of art. To explain the plant that exceeds all in light, an orchestra of fragrances, birds and bees, flit against the green finger variety, a breeze, so slightly did she gently morph my night. Educe engaging conversation from oh so far. The mood of slate doth manage all this gloom and doom. I have suspended yonder room, helped Eden's animation find love's fluorous bar. 'Tis poetry in motion, she said. Till inspired, until you lift your woes. Eraser, yes. I've tried, giving it just one chance to be admired, for sheer sagacity, a love God will provide.
You know, I absolutely love Titus's Earth Angel series, and you're obviously a goddess, Deb. This is beautiful. This is the one that he wrote for you, yes?
No, this one was to a quote, and the quote is, induce engaging conversation with the stars. It's actually, when he wrote it, he wrote it for the prompt for the show. So it's written, inspired by one of his lines with the word bank that I made from his word. And I'm
Wow. So, you know, that is really, it really sounds like it's a goddess, you know, it's really beautiful. And, to take and he wrote to his own line prompts for inspiration, and he made it something completely brand new.
Yeah,
that's kind of amazing, you know.
Yeah,
I know when I think that I write, it's very hard to peel myself away from the place where I knew that it originated from, and this is just lovely. And there's always this sense of romance, even when he writes dark, but there's always a sense of romance in his words, or at least that's how I can see him, very, very romantical like. And this was just beautiful, just really beautiful.
I agree. I think that's why I had such a giggle in my voice, because I was realizing that it was to be inspired by the original line was inspiring enough, which is why we pulled it from the poem that was already inspiring enough. And then to come up with this is like a mega whammy, a chain reaction of brilliance, for sure, you know. But the reason I opened my mouth is because I just put the poem that you wrote on the board, Miss Pretty Bird, and I was hoping that you would read for Titus next and tell us what line you wrote to as well, please.
Oh, absolutely. So I used the lines I took for inspiration were somewhere in my author's book. It's how poisonous did I become? and a bird of paradise you who shapes to conform love's panacea. And that's a beautiful notion. And then there's poison because, you know, I'm a little dark. And so after that lovely bit of romance, this is a little not so much that. It's all dark and shadows. So here it goes. This is – oh, and lilies of the valleys are poisonous, just to throw that in there when we get there. Okay. Peace, Lily, Paradise Lost. The tintinnabulation of laughter and faded holograms of joy, leftover trinkets, the animation of falling birds, lightness to shadowed slate pathways where, in the pit, the birdsong orchestra plays. Funeral march, soliloquies serenade the earthbound, for there is no afterlife in the aftermath of twisted tongues. Lily of the valley tinctured in tea, time cannot erase what burned the eye, catching the venom in brine memoriam. Suspended in the beauty of the poisonous perfection of love letters, vesper bells ring in starlit moon shadows that highlight the splendor of almost. And ashes to ashes air scorched alive and dying, guardian of truth weeds green in hope-bordered gardens with I love you wrapped in summer zephyrs. There is no antidote for the dichotomous truth that the poison is paradise and disease is the cure. End poem.
Ooh. Wow.
Wow.
That's cool.
That's amazing, pretty
bird.
That is
cool.
Mm-hmm.
And the words of Titus Llewellyn. I recognize the fact there are lots of lines of mine in this. And stirred, they make a brilliant love filter, as Lucretius would have said. And to be honest, I feel the spirit in this, pretty bird, to know that paradise is wholesome. And that is a feeling you cannot explain the funeral march. I, for one, feel comfort by the ultimate end, as I do believe an afterlife would come out. Thus, I truly felt it was holding your hand, taking me through to wherever it is thoroughly safe. Thank you, dearly pretty bird. Titus, I am inspired. What a beautiful comment.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you, Titus. You know, you amaze me, and you are so appreciated. Thank you.
Absolutely. Fantastic comment. And brilliant poem. Great, great piece. Thank you, pretty bird. And let me open the line for AP. Hello from Oz.
How are you going?
We are trucking. The board is packed, and we're just pushing them through. And
love
that. Titus is trying to stay awake as long as he can. Question, are you on
Excellent.
Your lunch break?
I have a shocking couple of days coming up. I've got a 570-page reading pack for tomorrow and a 260-page reading pack for the day following. And so the good news is I've done most of my Tic-Mac Poe poems over the weekend. So that's good news.
That is good news. So then my next question is, can you wait for one poem and read, or do you need to go that quickly?
We've
got so many that we've been doing, a caller, Titus. And
perfect.
I'm about to put Titus on the board, and then we will have you read afterward. So the next poem I am grabbing is called Fallen Angel. And I am bringing that right now. Titus says he is lively. Well, I guess, you know, you don't realize how the adrenaline gets going when people start making a big fuss over you.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know how much you're going to sleep later either, Titus. We are like drinking a big cup of coffee, just saying. So if everyone will click on Fallen Angel, I will push the link. And we will keep these amazing poems coming. So I need Fallen. There's Fallen. Here we go.
fallen angel. How poisonous did I become to associate myself, forging the lost cause, for I am less worthier now, fallen from the heavens, we as outcasts to allow, tossing myself even lower than before, did wealth not command, now that I have lost all credibility, the artifacts, guarding a guilty conscience, it keeps the trinkets of the lost cause. To cause this utility, what living substance this rough? Memory slips. Then what does life show? A suspended animation and lightness becoming the eraser, putting to pass mind, body and soul. A depiction, an assassination for which nothing did account in the least, though alas can be said of the recall from others, good or bad. 'Tis a blinking shame at having fallen this dream, it'll not awake, caress my soul believing it was sad. Darkness, it maintains as dwelling waves do stream. 'Tis not the cleaver, moray, for we to breeze confetti, questions are the weapons used to thrust the sword. It is not by shouting either you've labelled us graffiti, nothing more than you giving the living their words. No pain without fear. Then, what puddles are these? The mirrors to your soul reflect no more than it is to see for yourself, unlike a sycamore seed abreeze. A jaw shall drop to see a falling star as your axis is, and like a dart it is, what they thought a falling star. It does not need a saxophone to initiate your arrival, locking in on that living memory, and never too far. It was never for heaven to elbow you out. A survival, we've shadowed your life, with maybe some regrets. Your thorax was raised, be brave, like a snake bite, the ground at once it stabbed me in the back, yet, to name tag those who'd remember still, were I right? For the good I have done, for bad the smaller debt.
You know, this poem has hooked into my feels. And it's one of those poems that just kind of just seeded itself into a place where it's going to make me not be able to speak at all intelligently. questions are the weapons used to thrust the sword. And, you know, as somebody who holds honesty above all else, those questions that harbor doubt break a soul. And no pain without fear, then. What puddles are these? You know, I am going to fall asleep with this. And when my brain can wrap around the way I reacted to it, I will write you something lovely. And AP, could you give us a comment and then read for us?
Yeah, I will, pretty, but it's a lovely piece. I always love Titus's rhyme and meter, and then sort of hiding within some beautiful gems of lines. I love the questions line too. But I also love the darkness it maintains as dwelling waves do stream. There's something beautiful about that line, and there's something beautiful about the thought behind that line. So I love questions, but I love darkness as well. So well done, Titus. Okay, so I was on a lunch break. I saw it late. It's only a little brevity, but it's something. It's a slate pathway, and it goes a little bit like this. Those willow trees would have been filled with nests bordering this wide copse. but they are empty. Guardians, holograms once blinking. My eyes see falling golden leaves. I feel a lightness to this eve that belies the orchestra of guns. At the moment, no gas and no rifle volleys, just a slate pathway. Its edges cracked and worn, passing through an old garden. Under this sky of teal, we will be safe for a while. End poem.
You know, right smack dab in the center of this, I feel a lightness to this eve that belies the orchestra of guns. You know, that is such a beautiful way to say something so powerful and visceral. And to go from there to the end where it's under the sky of teal, but we will be safe for a while. It's a lovely transition. And there's always stunning imagery in your work. This was beautiful. You always have this way of saying a lot, that you pack so much in a few words that you really have to linger to absorb it all. And it's beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you, pretty good.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
And back to you, Dan. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, Tyler, it was only just written, so you didn't miss it. You didn't miss it. It was just written 10 minutes ago, so you certainly didn't miss it.
Well, no doubt he'll leave you an exceptional comment, because he really does get great comments. And I want to let you get back to eating, and I very much appreciate you calling in, and
a pleasure.
Your poem was amazing.
No, thanks again to Titus. Great poet, and does some wonderful work, especially structured poems. I love his sonnets and his and the work that Titus does. It's just brilliant stuff. So keep writing, and thanks for squeezing me in.
Thanks for calling, AB. Talk soon.
Okay, thanks, Seth. Okay, see you soon. Bye.
Okay. Amazing poetry tonight. See all the poems mm-hmm. that you inspired with your lines, Titus? and speaking of such, my greedy little self, chose a line that it has been very popular tonight, but the reason that I chose it is because the line of poetry that I wrote to is from the Earth Angel poem that Titus wrote for me, and that was the line, induce encouraging conversation with the stars. So I thought that was such a brilliant line, and I was inspired to write a poem called Wishing on a Falling Star as It Burns. And here we go. Gold sunshine highlights the gardens as the flowering potted plants grow. Under the warm rays of neon white, hitting the petals that show a glow. The night is the eraser of daylight, clearing the pathway for the moon to climb up and hang at center stage, shining titanium as nightbirds croon. Nightingales sing from the rafters as jasmine blooms perfume the breeze, clinging on the wooden gazebo trim bordered with weeping willow trees. Above Earth's blue-green surfaces, suspended on gray corduroy skies, star trinkets light like the fireflies, catching my eyes with the motion, surfing on winds, whistling alibis. My lips talk to quicksilver holograms, whispering as the quartz star is falling, with the cricket orchestras out playing, joined by blackbirds in the trees calling. And poem.
You know, you always paint beautiful pictures, and you pull me to these different places. You with the jasmines, and I grew up with the jasmines. It reminded me of my mom, the night blooming jasmines, and we had this trellis, and you can smell it down the block. So whenever I would go there at night, I would open up the window, and I can smell it long before I got to the house. And you just take me to these places with these beautiful images. And where was this? You know, there's just so many. You're shining titanium as night birds croon. It's just you build a moment and you make us feel the breeze and see that star, and it's a gift, and it's beautiful. And Titus, what he wrote for you, and it's like Christmas. I'm always excited to unwrap it. It says, you have most certainly highlighted your kind self and pretty bird as birds of paradise. It goes without saying how the mind works, those quicksilver holograms you bring, as I am sure all you angels will be landing in the same aviary. There'll be no getting away from you all in spirit, for we are most surely all like-minded at the Team of Voices show. I thank you for this appointment, and if I am only up half the night, it isn't without trying. To try and try to be on the board. Even the blackbirds got to look into your poem among such wistful natures. Thank you kindly for this inspiring effort. Amazing. And he ain't wrong.
Yeah, I agree.
That's such an amazing comment. Thank you very much. How could I not write something with the amazing poems that you write for everyone around the site? We see you out there, Titus. We really see you.
Absolutely.
We see here. I think at this point I will grab our next Titus poem. But while I'm doing that, I thought I'd take a moment to say that this is one of two poems that we will play from his Earth Angel series. And if you take a quick peek on the right after you click on the link I'm about to add, you'll notice that he has written over 80 poems in his Earth Angel series about the poets around all poetry. And Pretty Bird and I were talking about this one time, wondering if he had any idea just how touched the recipients of one of his Earth Angel-inspired poems are, because it's a mind-blowing gift. It's a tremendous honor. You touch us with these poems. You've made us smile. You've made us cry. The anyone who doesn't know what the Earth Angel series is, just take a look in the folder on the that didn't work, so let me try another link. Take a look at the folder that's attached to this poem, and it's just like a staggering amount of tribute to the people on here, and it's all from Titus. I hope you can hear that banging out there. I'm going to mute for just a second. My goodness, that was bad. Okay, must have grabbed the wrong link, so I am grabbing another right now. That looks better. Yes, that one will work. Okay, so let's pick this up and take it to the topic board. And again, this is one of two how about if we click on Titus's poem, and we will hear one of the two poems I was talking about, and be prepared for me to find the button. And again, I say, Titus, it's an honor. I've had mine for a little while now, and I was so blown away then. This will be the third time I've got to share it on a show, so like I feel... if you can't take advantage of your powerful position here as one of the owners and play it a few times, then who can, right? But it means the world to me, and here we go.
Earth Angel, Deborah Lee. Angel of touching words,
delightful hark such words, by which they roam endlessly. Take heed to convey the effort to tome beyond dreams it seems, fills the air, to comb obvious reams. These creature comforts of home replenish sentiments. Kind words to good nature, adept at caring without fault I feel, add stature, happily enough to fill our praises. You will endure leaving us with the truest feelings, the caricature existing through time as a sense of achievement. Enviably it brings one to give us God's given sense. Divine harmony, as we engrave vastly adapted souls who are revered endlessly, with whom one another shall keep reservation, this space between ourselves, a human race, godly depiction of ourselves to all or gloss over, is a worldly nature. We can associate it with heaven also. Rectify awareness, my indulgence will stand as close to others, as far away to make splendid repercussions to gaze at. We are its orchestra. Holograms have a poetic stance to correlate such findings of warmth. Leave me to freely give what is deserved. A bright future will prevail eternity. By what soul reference can we continue with such a glance? Educe engaging conversation with the stars, our own space and time. Diorama finds time and space as it shapes every direction envisaged. Endeared are we to belong to such a sphere, if in more ways than one beginnings create a love that is essential to life, in that we shall absorb often the blessed works that are to be considered we can create unto. Revitalize yourselves in ways we can cohabit peace among each other. Arbitrary, well, if none of us are fearful, since your bloodline etymata has equipped us with an amalgam of factors to include it, our rebirth. Let us not disturb time. Elegy, this free-flowing substance, trace shall engorge upon one's surroundings. As tiny orbs roam freely, a one love exists by touching words. Your emotions have created such a thing.
This is beautifully ethereal and all-encompassing.
Sure,
that
is
closing, right? Well, I know you kind of love all the stars in this poem, but that closing line as tiny orbs roam freely, a one love exists by touching words. Your emotions have created such a theme. What a glorious way to be seen. I mean, this is like, it infuses this uplifting feeling, you know? Like, how do you not read that about yourself and just be like, wow, that's beautiful. That's stunning. And, mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm having a hard time finding words that are going to do this justice.
You can't. You can't. That's just, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He captured people and essence and quite often involves flowers in the rites and he just pulls these pieces that tug at you, you know, and it's just like an incredible talent.
Yeah.
And did I push the wrong poem? No, I didn't. Okay, I'm just... I got sidetracked there. Well, yeah, that would be awesome, Tony, if you got a chance to do one for Hatter. But, yeah, no, these are just incredible pieces. Now, I see that the two angel poems are put up back-to-back, but I want to keep trying, because we got some stragglers coming in so now we have the somebody else, Titus, somebody else, Titus pattern is out of whack now. So hold on to that for a moment, and I'm going to have Hatter read the piece that he wrote in dedication to Titus. So Hatter, you want to do your tribute? Hatter, are you muted? Oh, okay. His call just dropped. All right, let's see here. I'm almost speechless. You know how you get after
yeah.
Happens. Imagine sitting down and reading some of those all at the same time. You're overwhelmed by feelings there. Okay. So how about we not worry about alternating, and we'll just go right into the next Earth Angel poem on the board. And I can pull myself back together here, and we will do this one.
Earth Angel, pretty bird, angel of transience. Perseverance has helped to open the mind's eye, taken from love's grasp retinues, once believed too precious to be left behind, to find such a star. Tonight in the field of scope, magnitudes far less, but then some do exist. Thankful in the slightest that nobody would include our transience, if let yield not, though brief a moment, one can ruminate with God Almighty. Below the horizon apus I've heard, beyond reason my mind will absorb retention. My hopes, my dreams, my every wish it seems will bring it near. Destiny as my waiting yonder, neath the horizon death to have me find. The light at the end of the tunnel is, the laws of physics are subservient. Helped by a myriad of souls, whose own transpire, similar fates do unleash. Each guided in some way. Attraction to fulfill what love is, souls will unite. Highlights from the past. It brings happiness with them, such as to cherish omnipresence. The makings of widespread appear, but why darkness also? Since every action produces an equal opposite reaction, attraction moves, touching moments these, to carry on from where love did run, once lit. Obvious instinct is our host. I believe love from the heart aids a canto. Forever in our hearts, poetic movement. Space, it becometh thee oneself. Our truest, a bird of paradise you, who shapes to conform love's panacea. This penchant above all else beckons, tendency towards eternal light. Essence incorporeal, the living, breathing space for love it does provide. Admissible as faith is to believing in angels, who in answer to your plea, mentor of the good cause is pretty bird. Her kindness we've kept as a prison. O transient one, for whom love is the blessing, but once is forever unto futures now known, for this I believe, our feelings, your presence thereof. Vibrancy is felt. Until now, if having doubt would have us need to improv otherwise, prove beyond any doubt how soul worthy it is, your staccato. It's music to our ears to listen to your awesome voice. Then we, the Magi, confess the beauty of your words amount to being angelic and transic. Exploration of angels by their movements, being believed it will so prove substantial weight, carried by poets and pretty birds some awesome words.
You know, this was a surprise to me when he wrote it, and a wonderful gift. And I got this. I have been not in the best place, and I was in awe, and I looked at it for a really long time because there is such beauty in this. He sees such good things and lightness and love and all of these things that sometimes it's really hard to see in yourself. And it surprised me, and it moves me every time I hear it. And I don't know how to say thank you, because it's more than just thank you. It's something that I didn't know I needed to hear.
I remember how you cried the night you brought it the first time.
And I'm going to pretend I ain't crying now.
We were in. I mean, I figured, you know, we're spoiled, but that's okay. We both get to hear them again tonight. But again, I say, this Earth Angel collection is absolutely incredible. They mean more to the people that you write them for, Titus, than you can even imagine. Again, I say, we've laughed, we've cried, but we've all been totally touched by being part of that collection. You're awesome. Now, we also, Hatter, I have your poem on the board. If you
okay,
read the title.
Okay, can you give me 2 more minutes, please?
No problem. How about if I'll have Frank read it and then you read, because we've got 40 minutes left and we still have a whole bunch of poems. So let me put Frank's on.
You have a SoundCloud.
That's true. Let me get your link, though, so everyone can click on, and then that'll give Pretty Bird and I a chance to compose ourselves after those two Earth Angel poems. And Poetic Picasso, here it is. So let me come put it on the board. And... oh, okay. So if you guys click on the link, I will go and push Frank's SoundCloud so we can listen to him.
Can I just say before you put the poem, that the poem was inspired by Titus, his poetry. The quote that I took was to carry on from where love did roam once lit. So I just want to mention that before you play the poem.
I'm glad you did, because I forgot. So I appreciate you saying that. And here comes the poem that inspired.
Love to me means the endearment of the heart, the gentlest affection between two lovers, a teal lush garden of celestial animation, the orchestra of lyrical angelic notes played, the scent of the amber fallen leaves in a heap, the kaleidoscopic spectrum of the midday butterflies, the dulcet tones of the wings of hummingbirds, a beautiful echo the bees collecting spring's nectar. Love is the token of the secrets of time, the fresh dawn of the tangerine sun rising, the purity of the moisture of a Sunday rain seen, a twinkling glow of stars and an ivory moonlight,
Your eyes are the spark of the summer blaze. Their color exudes the shade of natural onyx, with the luster of a precious pearl of the sandy beach. The sea is the place of a romantic prominence. Love is the flame of a nightly candlelight, the sweet sounds of a seductive piano near, playing the mellifluous cadence of a serenade along the soothing strings of the harmonic harp. To love you is to truly embrace all that is you, to carry on from where love did roam once lit. Drink from the magical potion of your elixir, not from the poison of its deep, bitter sorrow. Love is a trinket to adore and to cultivate with care, like the morning jasmines I pluck slowly with delicacy, as I smell them then with the fondest memories. For 'tis the reverence of my love for you, my dear. I shall not allow our love to vanquish into the vanishing shadow of regret. Oh, I shall not allow our love to vanquish into the vanishing shadow of regret. In the poem.
This is wonderfully romantic. The endearment of the heart, and you go through all of these wonderful visual ways you explain what it is to feel said love, and they are delicate and they are true. But the ending, I shall not allow our love to vanquish into the vanishing shadow of regret, that it's worth fighting for, it is worth saving, it is all these beautiful things, it is everything. And when the recording repeated it as its own punctuation, it was quite moving. And,
Thank you very much, sir.
And I'm going to go ahead and read Titus's comment. And Titus said, "This piece could have been equally for lovers as it is for friends. It is lovely to think we are so very like-minded in our poetry, such uncomplicated persona to the day which did blossom after all. And who's to say, dark languishing in the background, you'll not notice it would allow me for today to show those darker tones. I am enthralled by the embrace this poem gives. It far exceeds to see a truer bliss of the working mind and how you've described as well my complex nature. Amazingly inspirational." So he does write the best comments. He's awesome.
I agree.
Totally agree. Thank you. And Hatter, yours is on the board.
Okay. I just want to say that I've got to run now, my friends, but Titus is out there listening. Titus, happy birthday, and I hope you enjoy your tribute. Well deserved, my friend. You are by far an exceptional poet. Take care, my friends.
Thank you for calling, Frank.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Take care.
Okay, Hatter, take us away.
Okay, I wish I had a little more time to iron this out, but I think I'm going to pass you. I just named it Titus, and goes like this. "When I witness all my things, the words are left still gathering in rows of metaphors and timely words, the feeling that I think I've heard. The lines that stop the hands of time, those I thought before were mine. When inspiration leans to say I need to look a certain way to see the colors of the change and know that some things remain the same. easy on the poet's ear, so I might, easy on the poet's ear to read it twice, so I might hear the pictures in my head that stay. He paints them from the colors gray. Drops of green and red, so true, the yellows and the cobalt blues. When I think that I might see, the Titus rises from inside of me. See what I did there?
Oh, that's awesome. This is awesome. First of all, this has such an excellent flow. It just carries right on through. And it's a beautiful tribute. It's easy on a poet's ear to read it twice so I might hear the pictures in my head that stay. He paints them from the colors gray. And it's really indicative of what his words do. They very much linger. They very much stay there in all the hues that he paints with all the emotion that he breathes. And it's a lovely, lovely tribute.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Pretty Bird. I appreciate that. And Dave Prophet, will you please comment for Hatter and read for Budo? And before you do that, real quick, I just want to say we are now down to the last half dozen poems, but we only have one recording left from Titus because of the extra call, so I want to say that for last. We have two that will be read. Dave Prophet will read for Budo, and I was hoping that Pretty Bird would read for Roy, and then
sure.
We have a recording by Kay and a recording by Phil the Poet, and then we'll close the show with Titus's poem, and I think it will be perfect timing. Pretty Bird, we somehow managed to fit over 20 in here, so yay us. What a tribute to Titus. Okay, so Dave, please comment on Hatter and then read for Budo.
Well, I love Hatter poetry anyway. he could make a grocery list interesting, and he did the same with his tribute to Titus, and I thought it was really well done. Hatter has a streak of romance in him about a light year in width and length, and it shows up when he writes, and I love that about him. I thought it was a beautiful, beautiful tribute.
That's a little anger. It's a little anger.
Okay. Okay. Okay, this one is by Budo, and it's called Passage, and it reads like this. In the realm of impossibilities, under a sky of teal, we will be safe for a while, even if it means the soul pathway guided by holograms of lightness that shine down upon a garden green offer the only salvation felt. As a dust settles onto its foundation, the scurry of the living trickles to a crawl with memories of snapshots held to carry on from where love did roam once lit, into a blanket of glimmer that trinkets, a carpet woven in midnight, sealing the fate of day into night. And within this cosmic splendor, a jaw shall drop to see a falling star as the eye captures the motion of majestic solace in revered reverie in a fleeting moment of suspended animation and poem.
In the realm of impossibilities, under a sky of teal, we will be safe for a while. And I kind of love that realm of impossibilities, and to equate impossibilities with safety in a seamless transition is really lovely. So those opening lines kind of just grab you and kind of throw you right up in the mix. I think that he melded Titus's lines with his own in a seamless fashion, and I loved the imagery in them.
Yeah, I
and
agree.
You did a great job reading it. And I'm welcome.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. I am going to read Titus's comment. And Titus said, speaking of teal, I love that this kind of just happens like that. So speaking of teal, this is a sapphire pyrite in all its kindness. Snapshots of my life? Who's to know? But what I do know is all the glitter that it holds is surely Budo's magic dust. The glimmers of light transcending is such as the best wishes you bring. I am reminding the people who have written for these prompts to let them know how like-minded they are. I think by what I've read, this is as near as I would have reached out. You even brought the manic carpet. Many thanks, Buddhist. I'm truly inspired. That's so lovely. I do so love his comments. I need to like study them and like learn how to like not write like an idiot, because his comments are like amazing.
Yeah, I agree.
And so I'm going to be reading for Roy next. And this is Beneath the Sky of Teal by Roy, known by my words. And it goes like this. The journey of those thousand branches, unforgettable like the dreams of death, the summer expedition we went for among the sands of Central African forest, the green with profound highlights stitches the trinket lashes of eyes with natural orchestra playing around the hologramic backpack was left behind. The three-faced pathway inside the forest loops animation of the same road where guarding star was so unknown. We are lost among the woods. The hanging bag of black belt, which was riding in your hands, saved no more than a piece of cake. Why on earth we played this game? This ninth of in vain walk, the legs and bones are no more alive. Sit, my lady, among the trunks. Under the sky of teal, we will be safe for a while. You know, the more I read her, there's this delicacy in the way she states things.
I agree.
But they're profound. The journey of those thousand branches, and this line here, unforgettable, like the dreams of death, is just, she has these woven through there that they make you stop for a second to take in all the facets that it could possibly be, and then you continue through the story, you know? And it is really lovely the way she does that. You know, and
and she's really good.
She really is. The hanging bag of black belt, which was riding in your hand, saved no more than a piece of cake. I love the way she words things. It's a little unexpected and very, very captivating. So I think she did fabulous.
Yeah. She's quite the young lady with the words and the poetry. I she's really a cool gal.
Absolutely. And so I'm going to read Titus's comment. And he said, how I appreciate life now, the cleary sunny sky to think back to a time of teal. Having had almost the same as you've explained, it makes me feel so lucky now. And you went even deeper into the Central African forest. Well, I wasn't that sacred. It was a scary place. I did get out 40 years by the time I found the end. You have added hope in this piece with a three-tier pathway for me and the reader to reach safety, at least. Thank you for the tour. That is awesome. I think I get just as big a kick out of his comments as I do the poems.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Very thoughtful commenter. And thank you, David, and thank you, Pre-Bird, for reading those poems. I appreciate you.
You're welcome, Deb.
Here's what we have left. We have a recording by Kay. We have a recording by Phil. And then we have the poem that we're going to close out the show with by Titus. And in between that, Pretty Bird and I will say a word or two, and then we will play Titus. And I hope he's having a wonderful time. Now, if everyone clicks on Kay's link, I will push her recording.
Animation highlights lightness and teal orchestra, suspended trinkets of earth by Kay. Safeguarding guardianship is a pathway to care and feed in, a well-being board and lodge and free from danger. Hidey hole worn, greensward's a sequestered nook of stamped and stumped grounds. A water and hole meet in place in the garden of countryside natural surroundings. Out of doors, potter's earth of a civilization rabblement. Pyramids of the living world, echo chambers, plane of existence. All God's creatures in an uncultivated region, supreme evil, forest of solstices, totality upon flora and fauna. Preservation has helped open the mind's eye. Natural world, living things, greenhouse and botanicals in the cold frame conservatory. Ecospheres, great nature, dame mother, of no rough-hewn country of inhospitable regions. End poem.
Wow. Jeez.
Oh, please do continue, Dave.
Oh, you know, I remember when Kate first started writing on All Poetry, and Deb and I have talked about this a lot, too. And she has just improved in leaps and bounds. There's no comparison to the poetry she wrote even just a year ago as to where she's at right now. And, you know, I just, a lot of times, some of this abstract poetry is a little bit over my head. And a lot of times I have to put it in reverse and back up and reread some of the stuff she's written. But there's always enough of it there to point me in the right direction, you know. And this was lovely. I read it before the show and commented on it. And it's just, she has a real way, Kay has a real way of grabbing hold of you and hauling you into the poem. And it's like going to the movies with her when you read some of her stuff, you know. It's magnificent, right? And I thought she did a hell of a job for this birthday show, you know, for Titus.
Absolutely. I fully concur. I'll tell you this, she is always unpredictable and always absolutely inspiring. You can mm-hmm. read things in her work. Whether it's a line, a phrase, a word, there's always something that grabs you. You never get to an end of one of Kay's pieces without something sticking, which is quite the testament because I don't know about y'all, but I've read way too many things that I can't remember. So that's really
yeah, me too. Well,
so
again, another nice thing about Kay, I just want to say this real quick in passing. She is a real good commenter. She will comment on just about any poem that comes across her page. And I can't tell you how many of her poems, or how many of my poems she has read and commented on. You know, she's even went into my archives and read some of the stuff on my list.
This is true. On that note,
mm-hmm.
Let's not forget to leave lots of love on the poems that we read tonight. Since we didn't get such a lot of time to comment on them because they're all lovely. And I'm going to go ahead and read Titus's comment. And it goes like this. You speak of watering holes. Well, for the prompt, then this is truly one. Such is the tidying up of care you bring, the potter's wheel and love's creation, and the meeting with all such creatures. This show of Debs and Pretty Bird and the precious creatures who adorn this show, it comes from their making. This conservatory you have built, it tells me your heart was thinking, writing this. And I know. I feel it, even the number of like-minded people like myself will be on the show this night. And so I thank you, Kay, for this transponder. You truly inspire me.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, and the next one is a recording as well. From across, we have a poem by Bill the Poet, and I already put it on the board, and I never thought to look and see, but the line that Phil wrote to is, by touching words, your emotions have created such a theme. And that's the quote that Titus wrote, that Phil wrote to. If you click on the link, I will push play.
Mm-hmm.
Let's listen to Phil read for Titus. As soon as I find, man, this list is okay, so incredible. Phil, here we go.
This is a poem by Phil the Poet called Translucent Themes. Writing a poem, catching highlights of days gone by, lost in the moments when the orchestra of birds passed by, singing to the star lighting the pathway of a secret garden, while the bees pollinate a special brew of bourbon. Wings flickering in the eye of a falling satellite, suspended like glowing holograms in the night, bordered by the Earth's teal blue atmosphere, a cosmic animation dipped in a doubt of poisonous fear. Inspired by the rain-soaked slate roofs upon shoebox houses, dreary grey trinkets sparkle like London double-decker buses. Pick up my pen to write down the lines before they're gone, guarding the birth of an unspoken emotional song. Like watered plants, my words begin to grow, strong and green like the lightness of a river flow. But soon the eraser comes to wipe away the tears. How touching the words cast out the evil of all fears. End poem.
You know, I always have a wee bit of guilt when I see his name, because a while ago, when one of my friends had popped on here, he's like, yeah, you know, the guy who commented on your poem, you know, Filthy. I was like, who's Filthy? He's like, you know, Filthy Poet. And now I can't look at his name without, in my back of my head, going, Filthy Poet. And I always feel bad because he's such a sweet guy. But he can write anything. I have not seen something that he cannot do, and he does it with his kind nature. I mean, he's been whimsy, he's been all kinds of things, but this one, where is it? A cosmic animation dipped in a doubt of poisonous fear, almost like a quill. And then he goes on to say, pick up my pen to write down the lines before they're gone, guarding the birth of an emotion, of an unspoken emotional song. Now, how touching words cast out the evil of all fears. Okay, so I may have jumbled it together, but that just speaks to me. And I don't know how on some level it doesn't touch all of us as a poet, because that's kind of exactly how that is. You know, it's all of those little emotions. It's all of these things that we put out there. And sometimes we're pulled to do it. It's not like we necessarily, you know, want to share all our stuff, but there it is. And I thought that this was a very, I keep on saying lovely, but my mind is not thinking of other words at the moment. I swear I know them. They're just not coming out. But it really is a lovely transition through all of that. And it's something that speaks to me. And you know, I just thought I'd throw that out there. And Titus said, I guess by your last stanza, the UK couldn't be that bad, but for what little bad, there's a heck of a lot of good. I guess that's why the weather comes up to break the ice. You and your British weather of phrases like that. Like I in New York in 2015, that words get around which do poison our minds. At least nature's on our side. I tend to forget about its people, London's, I mean. Love, pleasure of life in and around London. Thank you, Phil. Lovely job. Oh, see, he said it's lovely too. So there.
It's funny.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Okay. Well, everyone, we have actually packed all but one poem into this show. So what I'd like to do right now is I will recap and thank everyone. And I will say my piece, and Pretty Bird will say her piece, and then we will play us out of here with one more treat from Titus. So right now, I'm hoping that Titus has sore cheeks from smiling. I think the poems tonight were amazing. And I want to thank Hatter for always being there. I want to thank my super special co-host tonight, Pretty Bird, for helping me because we had so much to cover tonight. And it was smooth. So that was part to you, and I appreciate your brilliance very much. I'm so happy that we could both be here at special request of Titus to have us both at the same show. So happy birthday, Titus. I want to thank Dave Prophet for calling, and I would like to thank Wayne for calling, and AP Taylor for calling, and Liquid Damage Linda for calling, and Frank for calling, and my goodness, the poet on the board, I would like to thank Kay for sending her poem, and Budo for sending her his poem, and I'd like to thank Phil and Roy, and I think that tonight came out fantastic. I hope everyone agrees. We're off tomorrow, so I have no show to tell you about. But I would like to take a quick moment and say that, Titus, we were so honored to do this, to feature you. It's always we always have such a joyous feeling when we do one of these showcase shows because the main goal here was to make poets realize that they are seen, that they are read, that they are heard, and most of all, that they are appreciated and that we are filled with much love and respect. And Titus, I hope you're feeling that love and respect and appreciation right now. And before I tell you why I chose the poem that we're about to listen to, I would like to see what the pretty bird might want to say to Titus before I do.
Oh, absolutely. And thank you for having me, Miss Deb, and for all that you do here, because it's possible because you are fabulous. So I hope you know, I hope that you know you are well, well loved. Titus. Here's the thing. For those who don't remember, I have anxiety, and getting me on the air at all was quite a feat. But when I started doing shows, Sweet Pea threw me under the bus on one of her shows before her surgery. And so there I am a year ago already, all nervous and falling over myself and technical difficulties right out the gate. But Titus wrote for that show. Or he had a poem on the board. And I went through and I tried to get everybody's done. And I think I did. I don't really remember. I was really, really like top edge anxiety. But he wrote me the loveliest message that absolutely felt that I made me feel that you know, I wasn't as horrible as I thought it was because I couldn't get past my own anxiety. And whenever I do a show, he's the first one on there practically. I'm him and K-Tai, but he's on there, always one of the first ones, always writes something beautiful. And I kind of look forward to it. I kind of sit there and be like, did he write yet? Because it is an honor that he, I don't think he's missed a single one of my shows. And I appreciate that. I appreciate him for who he is and the way he writes. And he always brings a completely different view. He's very much who he is and true to that, which I love because not all of us are, especially when we're writing poems, all these different things. But he is very much true to himself. And I aspire to always be so.
That was brilliant. Awesome. And I concur on so many of them.
Tell them what you did. Baked it.
Go ahead.
I said, tell them what you did, Priever. You faked it.
Faked what?
You pretended to be a recording.
Oh, that's even before that.
Giving away secrets.
that was even before that. The first time I ever called in, it was on Sweet Pea Show, and I had a SoundCloud. And we were like, okay, maybe I'll read, like, Crystal had, like, a little brevity. It was, like, a one verse. It's like, okay, I'll read that one. She's like, no, you're going to read yours. I said, no, I'm not. It's, like, 10 things long. And she's like, it's okay. I won't tell anybody. I'm going to introduce the SoundCloud, and you're going to read. When you're going live now, go, boom, and there I was. So I couldn't not read because then they would know that I was there. So I was like sweating and reading the whole thing and, you know, trying not to pee my pants. And then she was very lovely. And she's like, I'm going to say something. I need you all to be quiet. Don't make me mute you. Do not overwhelm the girl. But she read live. And everybody went, oh. And I was like, oh, my Lord, it's okay. It's fine. So, yeah, you know, it's that gosh darn bus.
Right. Well, look at you now, though. You just helped me push this.
Yeah.
You just helped me push this through with complete brilliance, and your shows are always amazing, mm-hmm. and you do an excellent job. And we all appreciate you. And now I want to get this on so that Titus can hear. We've only got 5 minutes left. How fast did that 2 hours go, everyone?
I know, right?
So I purposely saved this poem for last for a couple of reasons. For one, it's one of my very favorites of his. For two, it gives me a chance to give him one more compliment. And that's the fact that there's a handful of people on all poetry that can take a word bank and absolutely, without doubt, every single time, knock your socks off with their poems. The poem I'm about to play is one of my word banks. And this masterpiece is what Titus came up with. And, you know, you just totally forget that it had anything to do with the word bank because it's so flawless. And I don't enter contests with word banks. Titus is there because you can't beat the man. He, like I said, one of the top couple of word bankers is definitely Titus Llewellyn. So happy 70th birthday, Titus. And one last treat for all of us. I am putting this link on the board. I will push play. And when the poem ends, you do not have to go home, but you can't stay here. This is the last poem of the night. Love and respect to everyone. Congratulations again, Titus. Here we go, everyone.
A clean slate. The Garden of Eden. Well, it's you and I against the world, honey. Under a sky of teal, we will be safe for a while. Beyond the weeping willow, no way a criminy. It will divert overhanging to hide us in exile. Like a giant gazebo, it is given each a caress against your cheeks. Private places bordered by a multitude of colors. We're more or less camouflaged by hedges, obliviously cornered. Mind you, in turning bisque is given to mislead the cornucopia of perfume, the blossom still beneath us, softer silk. A couple whose need was catching sight of the birds and bees until we are locked like honeydew, close together. The ivy meantime gives us warmth, it climbed beyond the wall, it holds much of our weather. Lie among the bordered plants, we're confined. We're hiding within the rain of the golden rod. Your face as smooth as eggshell, as soft as sheen, the slightest touch will give the gentle prod, which shows how virtuous the depth of green. Other than the vine which continuously grows, it's walked beyond the reach of what's beautiful. Would I not have marched within these throes, a military style for Cade, that love remained dutiful? It is a Garden of Eden given that a clean slate, the pathway to new worlds our own will create.
You know, I can see why it's one of your favorites. Because it's kind of one of mine now, too. It's the first time I've ever heard it. But
what? He's all romantical and fabulous. And, well, it's you and I against the world, honey. And see, that's how I say it. But he makes that elegant and eloquent and fabulous. And like everything that he writes, because it is from him, feels regal. You know, it really and truly does. And it's not the accent. Well, the accent doesn't hurt. But it's just, there's this certain transcendence about the way he weaves words that is just stunning. And when there is love, and it doesn't matter all the different images, because sometimes there's a little bit of darkness, sometimes there's a little bit of this, but if there is love in it, all of it are different facets of that same emotion. And so it's really relatable. And it's not always easy to have something that sounds so regal still feel relatable, because sometimes there's a disconnect there, but he doesn't have that problem because he's awesome.
Absolutely. Like I said, you can't go wrong no matter what song, what poem you pick that he wrote, but I just had to pay a little homage to his word bank skills. So we actually ran out of live time, so I guess we will get out of here. Never forget how amazing you all are, how much a team of voices appreciates you. Tony, you keep celebrating that 70th birthday all year long. If I'm lucky enough to get to that birthday, I plan on celebrating every day too. Thanks again, Pretty Bird. Thank you, everyone. Night, Hatter. Love and respect, everyone.
Good night.
Good night, Deb. Good night, Pretty Bird.
Good night, everyone. Tonight was a lot of fun. Thank you.
Thank you. Brilliant work. We got over 20 poems. I hope Titus feels special. And we started with Over the Rainbow. So let's leave in the same place we came in.
Perfect.
Judy Garland. Here we go.
Little bluebirds fly, the on the rainbow, why, oh, why can't I?
Love and respect. Night, everyone. Congratulations, Tony.